Hey, Corey here. We've had an influx of new listeners, and so I just want to make sure that if you are new to the podcast, you don't just jump in and start listening to these daily episodes, which we've been doing. Please go back and listen to the first at least 8 episodes so you have an idea of what Collapse is, what it is that Corey is talking about. Also, if you've been with us for a while and you're enjoying the content, please join us on Patreon. We would love to see you there. There's a link, as always, in the description.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
Hey folks, hope you're enjoying the holiday season. I know this is a great time of year for many, with dozens of different holidays being celebrated. So whatever it is you're celebrating, if you're celebrating, I hope you're having a great time, despite many of the challenges being faced in the world today. It's been a bit, obviously, since I've done any talk about the news, the day-to-day of Collapse, because I've been on vacation and just getting back, and now I'm doing these. We're going to be wrapping up the year with a year in review. We'll also be doing, you know, me and Kellen like to do the prediction podcast. And I did confirm with Kellen just yesterday that he would like to join me for the year in review and for the look forward into 2026. So really excited that he'll join us here at the end of the year. And you'll get to hear his beautiful voice again. In the new year, once we get back into looking at, you know, articles and research and the new things that are coming out, we'll have the month of December to look back on as well because, like I said, I haven't really done anything this month. There have, of course, been many events that have occurred, not necessarily Collapse-related, but newsworthy. So we won't touch too much on just newsworthy events, but there will be several articles and new research to go over once we get started with that again. So I do look forward to hopping back into that starting in the new year, back on past episodes, namely the first 8 episodes that we did on the podcast, and reflecting a little bit on those early conversations and how it sort of shaped the podcast. So today's episode, episode 2, actually is one of my favorites. I think from the standpoint of just setting the stage for Collapse, I think doing this episode was crucially important for helping Kellen understand Collapse, and I'm guessing for others as well. And the main reasoning behind that is because it takes a bit of a paradigm shift for many people to go from thinking about the world that we live in today, which feels like the world that we've always lived in because it's the only world that any of us alive today have known, and realizing that this is extremely anomalous. We are truly living in unprecedented times. But as humans, we're not always great at realizing that, at seeing the bigger picture, at understanding timelines and what came before us and all of those things. So that episode, taking a look at complexity and understanding what it really means to be a complex society versus, you know, the way things that have been throughout most of human history, which was simple societies. This is obviously an extremely crucial conversation in that the very definition of collapse, whether you're talking about, you know, Jared Diamond or Joseph Tainter or whoever it might be, complexity is included in the very definition. People might focus or tend to focus on the population side of things and say that, you know, for it to be collapsed, there needs to be a decrease in population. But I think just as big or bigger is the idea that there will be a decrease in social, political, or economic complexity. Not only is it important to realize, you know, how we are complex today and it's unprecedented and we used to be in very simple societies, but it's also crucial to understand the vulnerabilities that that creates. I think this idea is so important that the first episode that Kellen did on his own, as far as research and presenting, which again, I think was episode 11 or 12, something like that, was him talking about how we traded independence for convenience. And that's really what complexity does. And that's the vulnerabilities, or at least part of the vulnerability that it provides. We're trading our independence, our ability to take care of ourselves we're putting that on someone else's plate, right? And in the case of today's world, we're putting it on the plate of billions of people for the steady continuation in perpetuity of this massive machine that we've built. Now, in return for that, we do get convenience, an awful lot of it. As I was listening through that second episode, I kept thinking about how, you know, we're referring to past times. For example, I gave the idea of a Carrington level event, which is a massive solar flare that happened in the 1700s, I think, or 1800s. And the idea was basically the Carrington level event happening in the 1700s would basically have no effect on the people of that time because they didn't have electronics to fry and they weren't reliant on those electronics. Whereas today, a Carrington level event could be the end of society, right, as we know it. And I think that does really well to demonstrate the vulnerability that we've set ourselves up on, but it might leave out the idea of the convenience that we have gained in trading that, right? In the 1700s, yeah, they didn't have any worry about solar flares and the damage that it could cause to their electronics, but they also didn't have heating. You know, they built fires in log cabins, at least, you know, thinking of here in the U.S. They died of various sicknesses at young ages. They enjoyed really relatively little medicinal help. Their options for food was extremely low. I mean, there's a million different things we could talk about, right? I wake up in the middle of the night in my warm, cozy bed, wearing my soft pajamas, slide my feet into a pair of slippers with the aid, you know, of the glow of streetlights outside or the flashlight on my phone to help me get to my fridge, which I can open up and grab a quick snack of my choice or, you know, use the water dispenser to instantly give me some cold water. I can add some ice to it. I don't know. This is just a dumb example of one moment in which a dozen different modern conveniences and comforts show themselves, and we don't think about that. Whereas the dude in the 1700s that wakes up in the middle of the night because he's cold and uncomfortable and to go to the bathroom, he has to walk 30 yards out to the latrine through the snow and experience, you know, who knows whatever other discomforts of the time. So all that's to say that it is incredible to consider how lucky we have it in so many ways today. That's something that I think didn't get touched on in that episode. And I don't know that it really had a place in there to be touched on because the more important point that we were trying to make was the vulnerability side of things. But it is something that I reflected on as I was listening to that. We have so many comforts today, and I am so grateful for those. However, knowing that they come at a very high cost. One element of that episode that I think is especially poignant, one that I think we should always keep in mind, and that is kind of a very simple truth. You know, we talk about really simple principles in anything in daily life, but in collapse especially, you know, one is you can't grow infinitely on a finite planet, for example. And another one that we mentioned there and haven't talked about much since is that just as complexity facilitated the explosion in growth in everything, but namely in population, a decrease in that complexity also removes those population levels. In other words, it would be impossible to have 8 billion people given the simple societies that we had in the past. And going back to a simpler form of living, losing the complexities that we have today, we cannot maintain this population level that we have. And so the degree to which the population is affected by collapse will be relative to the degree of collapse of complexity that we experience and how rapidly we revert back to more simple times. It's one of the reasons that projecting collapse and predicting what the future will be like is so hard, is so impossible, because the degree to which we will decomplexify, that's not a word, but I'm going to use it, the degree to which we will lower in complexity or increase in simplicity is unknown. The loss of certain infrastructures that we enjoy, or even just a decrease in some of those infrastructures, like the healthcare system, for example, or our transportation modes, could send us back a few decades. And that's a very different result than if we have a complete, you know, annihilation of all of the energy forms that we continue to utilize that have brought us this far. If we're unable to continue to support our infrastructure for extracting oil, for example, or coal, if there's limits to those resources that are met, if they simply become too expensive to extract, right? If consistent access to, you know, the electrical grid that we've built that props up our entire society, if those things can't be maintained, we go a heck of a lot further back.
Der neue Peugeot 308. Jetzt mit markanter neuer Lichtsignatur. Als Hybrid, Plug-in-Hybrid oder voll elektrisch. Bis zu 450 Kilometer Reichweite. Und mit integriertem ChatGPT-Assistenten.
Hallo, wie kann ich helfen?
Jetzt kommt der Löwe. Der neue Peugeot 308. Ab 239 Euro monatlich leasen, ohne Anzahlung. Jetzt bei deinem Peugeot-Händler informieren.
But it was fun in this episode to watch it kind of click for Kellen and sort of set this baseline expectation that, hey, the rest of the podcast, we get to now talk about why those vulnerabilities are going to be exploited. But before the episode, the vulnerabilities weren't even known, right? He didn't quite understand yet at that point that we had traded independence for convenience and that the, you know, lives that we live today and the comfort we've been provided come at that huge cost. And I frankly, it makes sense to me why most people wouldn't see that. There's a show I love called Extrapolations. If you've seen that, it was a short series on Apple. And, you know, when we extrapolate, we being those of us listening to this podcast, oftentimes we're extrapolating on things that are the negatives, right, that are going to exploit our vulnerabilities. Climate change, right, the amount of heating and warming on the earth is what the show Extrapolations is about specifically. But we might extrapolate on resource usage, on population, on all sorts of things. Well, the average person is extrapolating based on what they know about the trajectory of humanity up to this point. And while, yes, throughout history, there have been rises and falls, there have been empires and there have been collapses, overall, the trajectory is upward. And especially, again, referring back to what I mentioned at the very beginning of this episode, the life that we know and the history that we kind of typically look at is very, we look at it very linearly. I think people think, okay, we were cavemen and then we were doing agriculture. And then after agriculture, we became industrialized. And then after industrialization, like here we are and we're just so amazing. And what's next, right? Next is the space age or whatever it might be. And I don't think I can really fault people for thinking that way. I think it's a natural thing to A, be optimistic about the future, and B, based off of looking at things very simply and linearly in that way. So to hear, maybe for the first time, that, hey, really the explosion in growth has been in just the last couple hundred years, when we're talking in the terms of millions of years of humanity, or hundreds of thousands of years of humanity, if you don't want to go all the way back to Homo erectus, right, and start with Homo sapiens. Either way, the point is, it's been a very, very, very short period of time that we've exploded in growth over the long history of humanity. And so for many people, it may be the first time that they hear that, hey, that's actually a vulnerability. And to be able to lay out that perception, the natural question is, okay, you're telling me it's a vulnerability, but why? And that's basically the whole entire rest of the podcast. As we dive into the next few episodes and we get into energy, resources, biodiversity, economics, politics, climate change, et cetera, the why gets answered. But if you don't know the what first, if you don't know what the vulnerability, what the problem is, or even understand that there's a problem to be had first, you can't fully grasp the rest. And honestly, you know, I kind of maybe regret not, and I still can do this because the podcast is ongoing, but I regret not focusing deeper, going in deeper on different elements of this episode later. Because, yeah, we needed to try and fit into 30 minutes or so this introduction, and I think we did that the right way. But as I was listening to it again this morning, I was thinking, man, I'm naming all these different elements of complexity, right? We're talking about the organization structure that's required. We're talking about power and what it means to seize or hold power. Talking about the division of labor and All of these things that had to happen historically to help us convert from simple societies to complex societies. And the topic fascinates me. And I think the deeper that you go into really learning and understanding and solidifying that idea, the more concrete it becomes that we made sacrifices to get here and that those sacrifices are being held over our head currently. So that may be something that I explore more in the future. Maybe I'll dive a little bit deeper into the sort of historical elements, the changes that took place. I know that I oversimplified it in that episode. And I've had a couple of people reach out and be like, hey, I'm a historian. And like, yeah, you got it right. But like, you sure skipped over a bunch of stuff. And like, I know that. I know that there's so much and that there are some oversimplifications to get the point across. But overall, yeah, no regrets from me on that episode. I would be interested to hear your thoughts. Did you enjoy episode 2? If not, let me know why. If you were teaching someone about collapse, would you have approached maybe the order that I did these episodes in or the content of them differently? All right. Thanks for being here. We will speak again tomorrow. Hey, Corey here. If you are listening to the back catalog of Breaking Down Collapse, thank you. Those episodes are so vital. They're so important. But I also wanted to let you know that I am now doing daily episodes. Yes, that's right. Here on the podcast, daily episodes. So if you are enjoying the back catalog, great. Please also feel free to zoom forward to the most recent episodes. Catch us daily. They are quick little episodes, and I think you'll enjoy them. Thanks.